is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A call to action by the Environmental Protection Agency when it comes to our water. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The EPA is out with a new warning to water systems, pushing them to take immediate actions to protect the nation's drinking water. Officials urged even smaller water systems to bolster protections against cyber intrusions, noting recent assaults from adversaries like Russia and Iran have targeted water systems of all sizes.
The American Academy of Pediatrics reverses course, saying mothers with HIV can breastfeed as long as they are taking medications that effectively suppress the virus that causes AIDS. The judge in former President Donald Trump's Manhattan criminal trial clears the courtroom of reporters and, according to a court transcript, tells defense witness Robert Costello that he was putting him on notice that his conduct was contemptuous. CBS's Robert Costa with more.
Trump lawyer Todd Blanche moved to dismiss the entire case. And sources close to Trump's legal team tell me they don't expect Trump at this point to take the stand. They see too many potential vulnerabilities should he ever get up there as a witness.
The U.S. reacts after Iran's president and seven others are killed in a helicopter crash. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Ibrahim Raisi was responsible for atrocious rights abuses.
No question, this was a man who had a lot of blood on his hands.
CBS's Charlie Daggett on what's next.
Technically, under the Islamic Republic's constitution, a new president election will be held within 50 days, but they have to be vetted by the regime. So it's a good guess that one hardliner will likely be replaced by another hardliner.
President Biden sharply criticizes a war crimes arrest warrant requested by the International Criminal Court's prosecutor against Israel's prime minister, along with the leaders of Hamas, insisting there's no equivalence between Israel and the terror group. Netanyahu's response to the warrants:
the prosecutor's absurd charges against me and Israel's defense minister are merely an attempt to deny Israel the basic right of self-defense. And I assure you of one thing, this attempt will utterly fail.
In London, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange wins a court victory in his fight to resist extradition to the U.S. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports.
The WikiLeaks disclosures were more than a decade ago, but the U.S. has sought to put Assange on trial ever since. He faces espionage charges here. His lawyers claim he was exposing U.S. military wrongdoing in Iraq and Afghanistan by leaking the classified U.S. documents. This British court ruled today he can appeal an extradition order.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get five bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 529. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
There are sneaker heads and then there are underwear heads. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez explains.
314 people packed into the City of St. Louis Museum in Missouri wearing underwear on their head. Their goal, to set a world record, and they did, to commemorate 314 Day. That's their area code. The location makes sense. The museum touts the world's largest pair of underwear with a 16-foot waistband. There is a larger one in Egypt with an 82-foot width. St. Louis City Museum already holds four other Guinness records for world's largest pencil, seesaw, tennis racket, and tallest man. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The artificial intelligence company OpenAI plans to pause one of its AI-created voices after users said it sounds a lot like Scarlett Johansson, who played an AI voice in the 2013 movie Her. OpenAI says the voice known as Sky is not supposed to be an imitation of Johansson. Jennifer Kuiper,
WRJN Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, isolated showers, areas of fog and mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, more clouds, a chance of showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening, with pockets of heavy rain. Highs in the mid-60s, there could be a few strong storms. Currently at 64 degrees.
WRJN.
Well, since you put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Rhonda, you look so fine, and I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Rhonda, help me get her out of my heart.
Help me, Rhonda.
Chris Dirdament, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah. When the workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on receive big deals at WRJN.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. Of course, we'll follow the Bucks through the playoffs and bring you Badgers and Packers when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
Yeah. After
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm get me gliding through this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
Look to your soul.
Look to your soul.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
than that.
Summer night soundtrack with timeless hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. More coming right up on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
WRJN. Now that you're gone, all that's left is a band of gold. All that's left of the dreams I hold is a band of gold and the memories of what love could be.
soared high neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts in them without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh,
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor says he has applied for arrest warrants for top leaders of Hamas and Israel. The Hamas leaders are accused of murder, taking hostages, and more in connection with the October 7th attack on Israel. The Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, are accused of deliberately targeting civilians in Gaza. CBS's Imtiaz Taieb in Israel with more.
The potential arrest warrant comes as Netanyahu is under growing political pressure at home. Still, reaction at this demonstration.